I want to know what attracted you to the Blue Ox Bar to renovate it into something new and different for downtown Brainerd.
Well, I have always thought that it was just such a great location. It's right in the middle of our historic downtown, and it just made me very sad to see it sitting there empty for a number of years. And the assumption by most people was that it was going to get torn down to expand the parking lot. Oh. And I'm kind of a huge fan of downtown and restoring downtown districts. And we were looking for something to do an investment in, and we just decided to kind of put our money where our mouths was and mouths were and invest in this downtown property that was in pretty rough shape. It has such a cool and fun history, and there was a lot of fun surprises as we were renovating it that we uncovered. So,
like what?
Yeah.
The tin, there's a beautiful tin tile ceiling in there that was hiding up above the drop ceiling.
Wow.
That needed a lot of work to restore it, but that we did that work, and it's just beautiful and I love fun and interesting history and all the stories we kept hearing from everybody about the building while we were working on it. People would always drop in and tell us how they met their spouse there, or you know, they worked there as a kid, or all these great stories that we would hear as we were renovating the building.
Before that, it was Blue Ox, it was the Red Velvet, is that right?
Yes, it was the Red Velvet, so it kind of has a long history of some interesting, it's been a club, a number of different iterations, you know, a band venue, and so it's a place that's very known and has a lot of history and memories for people.
So
this is kind of a different chapter for it, but it's still got a lot of the fun memories of it.
So would you say Red Velvet?
Yeah.
So if somebody had been in the Red Velvet and they haven't been back in however long and they came in today, what's the difference? What's it look like in there?
Well, it looks fairly unrecognizable because by the time it had been the Red Velvet or the Blue Ox Bar, there had been a lot of layers built up upon the original building that was built in 1910. So what we did in the renovation was mostly strip all that back down. So it's fairly unrecognizable, kind of took out the bars, some of the bar areas, and brought it back down to the original brick walls and the tin ceiling. And so it doesn't look like the same place. Most people that come in there that hadn't been there for a while are like, wow, is this the same place?
Hmm.
Wow. And the tabletops are pretty cool, I hear.
Yeah. The tabletops are made out of pennies. So it was a very long, tedious, fussy Pinterest project. That's me. That's what I like to do. So, they're penny top. Started doing all old pennies, but wound up just doing pennies and then lacquered them over it. So they're kind of fun and unique.
Cool. You know, a lot of small towns are losing their luster. People are, you know, everything, the sprawl is going out away from the town. And is this obviously an effort to try and get people to do that? And are there others like you that are making efforts to revitalize downtown?
There absolutely is. And I'm very glad to not be doing this in a vacuum or just by myself. There's a lot of really great efforts going into a downtown revitalization right now in Brainerd. It's really becoming a place that people want to be. There's a number of old historic buildings that are being brought back in a way that I'm doing my two buildings that I'm working on right now. And so I feel like I'm a part of a bigger project to try and really bring Brainerd back to the destination. There's always been wonderful businesses in downtown Brainerd. And now we're just getting to a point where we're having kind of a critical mass of them, and we're getting a lot of people that are interested in bringing it back and fixing up the old buildings instead of tearing them down. And it's a lot of fun. It's a really, really wonderful thing to be a part of.
Is there any perks or incentives for people that want to do this?
There have been a few grant projects in the past, none of that are active right now. So mostly it's just driven by people's desire to want to locate in downtown Brainerd and want to see this area brought back. You can't replace a 100-plus-year-old commercial district. It's not replaceable. What they're building now is never going to be like that. So I think people are really starting to recognize the value in it and how it's just a naturally laid out walkable area and a naturally laid out wonderful place to not just park in a big parking lot and walk up to where you're going, but to go there and spend the afternoon there doing a number of different things.
We're talking to Sarah Shaw. She has renovated and owns Sage on Laurel, a restaurant in downtown Brainerd in the old Blue Ox Bar location. The other location you're working on is the Iron Rail Bar. How is that going? What do you hope for that space?
That's going really well. Much earlier in the process. We're just kind of finishing up taking all of the old parts out. Apparently, that's kind of my shtick is to take old bars and bring them back. So this one is a much larger space. It's about 6,400 square feet on the main level, and there's three levels. And this also has a tin ceiling that we're restoring, and it's the entire six of tin ceiling. So it's a huge project. It's in really nice shape, though. So we've been working on the last couple months is getting that ceiling back, and it's a really nice open space. My hopes for it, this one isn't going to be my business. The Sage on Laurel is my business that I'm continuing to be a part of. This one I'm, either looking for a leaser or I'm hoping to have some nice retail in there or for somebody that wants to run it as an event space are the hopes for that space. It'd be a beautiful gallery or something like that. But it's not quite ready for that right now. We're just bringing it back to its glory that's under there. And then we'll be looking for somebody to be occupying it.
Well, we had a great experience meeting you the other day in Brainerd. And we want to thank you for all your efforts. That was a huge thing for you to do for Northern Community Radio.
It was my pleasure. And it was so nice to have KAXE down here and seeing what all we're doing down here too.
So Sarah, we got to hear about the food. What is Sage on Laurel like?
The overall feel for Sage on Laurel is it's gourmet, but it's kind of a casual gourmet. But I'm a big fan. I'm a big foodie, and I'm a big fan of global flavors of all different kinds. We have some really good curries on the menu, and we have additional things as well. So if people aren't they're going to still be able to find a burger or a steak that they'll recognize. But we also have a chicken tikka masala that's really wonderful. We have a panini press, and we do paninis at lunch for faster lunch service. That's really good. And we have a coconut curry, Thai spring rolls. And we also have, really important to me to have a restaurant that was a great place to eat for people who are vegetarian or vegan or have special dietary needs. So it's a restaurant that you can go to if you are vegetarian or vegan and have, 10 things on the menu that you could actually eat instead of just a grilled cheese sandwich. And it's been a lot of fun creating a really unique and creative menu full of a lot of really fun flavors.
Are there apartments above the buildings that you're renovating?
There are, yes. All the buildings that were built in this time, they always put apartments up above, which is really efficient use of space. And so there are two apartments above the Sage on Laurel building, and there are 9 apartments above the Iron Rail building, which it's the Coop building was the original name for the building, and that's what it has emblazoned on the brick. So building.
So people are also living in downtown Brainerd?
Yes, there is quite a large population of residents that live up there, and there's a growing demand for nice apartments downtown. Downtown apartments have traditionally been affordable housing, which is wonderful and needed too. But there's becoming more of a demand for kind of a variety of housing downtown that includes some housing that's fixed up a little nicer and a little on the more expensive end compared to what it has been, but really nice. So it's nice to see a mix of different kinds of housing downtown and some places that really have a lot of pride taken in them.
Sarah Shaw from Sage on Laurel, downtown Brainerd on Laurel Street. You can find them on Facebook or their website where they have menus and all kinds of things going on. Sarah, thank you for providing the food at our fundraiser. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you.